This is the final installment on 10 discipline mistakes parents make. A final look today at those mistakes and alternatives by James Wendell. We've looked at the first 7 mistakes parents make in trying to help their children along. Yelling, no, not good. Demanding immediate compliance. 3, nagging. 4, lecturing and giving advice. 5, taking anger out on kids. Doesn't work. It's counterproductive. 6, shaming and belittling children. 7, setting traps. Now let's look at the final 3 discipline mistakes parents make. Imposing excessive guilt. Parents who were raised in dysfunctional families often make the mistake of implying their children are responsible for the circumstances of the parents' life. Examples is, why do you always upset your father? I devoted my life to you, and now you do this to me. If you love me, you'll do something else. So the child comes to feel responsible for the problems of the world. It's better to examine your own codependent relationships with your parents, spouse, and others, maybe with a therapist, a talk therapist, a good friend, a wise counselor, a support group. Physical punishment is also something that just doesn't work with children. The purpose of discipline, that is physical discipline, is to teach a child to have self-discipline. Now, violence and coercive pressure is never accomplished by physical force. The trap is that parents who hit out physically punish their children, and they instill hostility and resentment in their children rather than respect. The outcome is usually behavior isn't prevented from reoccurring and general damage is done to the parent-child relationship. Physical punishment tends to be repeated in families. If you frequently lose control or routinely hit children as a method of discipline, examine your own childhood. Parents who regularly strike their children in frustration or anger usually lack alternative skills and often have unrealistic expectations of their children at different ages. It's recommended to get developmental information on normal child or teen behaviors and improve parenting skills through books, magazines, video recordings, tapes, support groups, workshops, and other available resources. There are lots out there. The final discipline mistake parents make is coercion. This is the use of physical force to get the child to do what you want. An example is pushing or dragging a frightened child into a doctor's office. The parent is asserting a need for control rather than responding to the child's feelings. The result is the child resists. It's better to help the child express his or her feelings. Is there something scary in the doctor's office that we can help take care of? Or give the child a choice. Do you want me to hold your hand? Or do you want to go in by yourself? This gives the child a sense of control over the situation, but it leaves no question that one way or the other, the child is going into that doctor's office. That's our pick-me-upper for today. Thanks for sharing.